The Garden City representative of New York Life Insurance smiled as he watched Mr. Clutter uncap a Parker pen and open a checkbook. He was reminded of a local jest. Know what they say about you, Herb? Say, since haircuts went to $1.50, Herb writes the barber a check. That's correct, replied Mr. Clutter. Like royalty, he was famous for never carrying cash. That's the way I do business. When those tax fellas come poking around, canceled checks are your best friend. With the check written but not yet signed, he swiveled back in his desk chair and seemed to ponder. The agent, a stocky, somewhat bald, rather informal man named Bob Johnson, hoped his client wasn't having last-minute doubts. Herb was hard-headed, a slow man to make a deal. Johnson had worked over a year to clinch this sale. But no, his customer was merely experiencing what Johnson called the solemn moment, a phenomenon familiar to insurance salesmen. The mood of a man insuring his life is not unlike that of a man signing his will. Thoughts of mortality must occur. Yes, yes, said Mr. Clutter, as though conversing with himself. I've plenty to be grateful for. Wonderful things in my life. Framed documents commemorating milestones in his career gleamed against the walnut walls of his office. A college diploma, a map of River Valley Farm, agricultural awards, an ornate certificate bearing the signatures of Dwight D. Eisenhower and John Foster Dulles, which cited his services to the Federal Farm Credit Board. The kids. We've been lucky there. Shouldn't say it, but I'm real proud of them. Take Kenyon. Right now, he kind of leans toward being an engineer or a scientist, but you can't tell me my boy's not a born rancher. God willing, he'll run this place someday. You ever meet Eviana's husband? Don Jarchow? Veterinarian. I can't tell you how much I think of that boy. Veer, too. Veer English. The boy my girl Beverly had the good sense to settle on. If anything ever happened to me, I'm sure I could trust those fellas to take responsibility. Bonnie by herself. Bonnie wouldn't be able to carry on an operation like this. Johnson, a veteran at listening to ruminations of this sort, knew it was time to intervene. Why, Herb, he said, you're a young man, 48. And from the looks of you, from what the medical report tells us, we're likely to have you around a couple of weeks more. Mr. Clutter straightened, reached again for his pen. Tell the truth, I feel pretty good. And pretty optimistic. I've got an idea a man could make some real money around here the next few years. While outlining his schemes for future financial betterment, he signed the check and pushed it across his desk. The time was 6:10, and the agent was anxious to go. His wife would be waiting supper. It's been a pleasure, Herb. Same here, fella. They shook hands. Then, with a merited sense of victory, Johnson picked up Mr. Clutter's check and deposited it in his billfold. It was the first payment on a $40,000 policy that, in the event of death by accidental means, paid double indemnity. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.